You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Amar Bas, Isa Shom Maisa Shein. Let's explain that for a second. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off Maisus. You have Truma, Maisa Rishon, and then you have certain years, Maisa Shein. Maisa Shein, Maisa Shein. What's Maisa Shein? Maisa Shein, you take off a certain amount, and that amount has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. You take those grapes, that wheat, that grain, or olives, or according to some Hashem, all seven minim, and you have to take it to Sham. If not, you poid it, right? You redeem it, and with that money, you buy food and eat your Sham. The elements ultimately is you have to take the food and eat in Shalayim. In other words, if you can't, you have too much, you have a huge amount of fruit, the person has a farm. So what he does is he's poid, he redeems that amount on a coin, right? That amount, and he goes into Yerushalayim and he eats, right? Behemoth, carbonus, whatever he wants, that's kedusha to it, and it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's the din. So there's machloikas in the Gemara, machloikas of Tanoim, if Maisa Sheini is mamon gvoya or mamon hedget, meaning it's your money, but the Torah is telling us where to eat it. The Torah is limiting, it says you can eat this. Just like you can only eat, Rabbanan said you can only eat food unless you make a bracha. Or the Rabbanan said if you eat bread, you have to make a bracha afterwards, right? You have no right to eat it otherwise. Good, that's a different thing. That's outside. Over here, the Torah limited where I can eat this, how I can eat it, tummy, not tummy. But still, it's yours. Mamun hedget, it's yours. And Rabbi Meir holds no. Rabbi Meir holds it's mamun gvoya. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's letting you eat it. You know, it's Maisa Sheni, that's what you're doing. You're giving the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, okay, I want you to take this Maisa Sheni and eat Shalom. So the Gemara is going to say, nafkaminas, between Rabbi Meir, the Gemara has in different places, if you're Makadosh and Isha, this. Over here, the Gemara says it, Lagabe, three mitzvahs. Let's take a look. Maisa Sheni, Isa Shal Maisa Sheni, you have a loaf of bread of Maisa Sheni, a piece of dough of Maisa Sheni. You make Pturim in a challah, right? We all know the din is you have to take off challah from grains when you make a dough, when you make an isa, and you have to take off challah. So now the din is challah is only if it's arisay seichem, if it's yours, but if it belongs to a goy or belongs to hekdish, the Gemara darshes like that. Gemara Psachim shachat araya avat araya shalachayrim. The Gemara says veshal hekdish. If you have someone else's, which the goy means, many shem seem to say it means a goy, or you have hekdashes, you're not over. That's called lechem, right? Hefker pashtis, would be part of chalav. Somehow water got into some flour and it became a dough. It's part of chalav. So the din is, according to Meir, it's part of chalav. Why? Because it's not, according to Meir, part of because it's not yours. According to Rabbanan, it is yours. So in order to be chayav challah, it has to be yours. Right? Everybody knows that, right? That's, we'll see. Now, another thing is the Gemara says, matzah shel maisa sheni. What if you have, you mafresh, and this is maisa sheni, like an Eretz Yisrael. That's what they do now. Right? You look at your if you buy matzahs from Eretz Yisrael, you see, hufresh, chumas, and maisas were taken off. So if somebody took off maisa sheni, right? And now this thing has to, what they do nowadays with maisa sheni, they attack a poidit, and then whatever they do with the coins afterwards, that's a different thing. They throw in the Yamagodl. But the koponim, that grain, that isa, that's now made from Maisa Sheini, l'divra meya ein adam yaitza ba yedei chavasa bepesach. You're not yaitza. L'divra chami yaitza ba yedei chavasa. A second din. In other words, you have to own the matzah, and therefore, that's what it seems, you're not yaitza with matzah mas sheini. Esrog Shemaisa. Now, it's an Esrog. We know that an Esrog has to be yours. The first day, or days, first 2 days, let's say, we'll talk about them maybe a little later, but you have to own your Lekachtem Lechem. So it says that if it's Esrog of Maisa Sheni, somebody had a lot of Esrog, he had an Esrog farm, Esrog orchard, and he went ahead, separated Maisa Sheni from his orchard, so therefore, that one is Maisa Sheni, according to me, it's Mamun Gvoya, and Yaitzba Chavasim Yamtav. Bilchama Adam Yaitzba Chavasim Yamtav. So three halachas, right? Legabe Chala, Legabe Matzah, and Legabe Esrog. So Gemara says, Maske Flor Papa. So Papa asked the following question. This is a statement said from Abbasin. Bishlma Isa, Adiksev Arisa Seichem. Bishlma, I know it's Chala. Mishlachem, Arisa Seichem. Your dough. Right? So shalachem, it has to be yours. You have to own it. You don't own Maisa Shein. Esed deksiv lakachtem lachem. Lachem ishchem yasu. Matzah. By miksiv matzastem. Torah doesn't say you have to own your matzah. Since when do you have to own matzahs? Right? Since when do you have to own your matzahs? Amar Rav Avitam Rabbi Yehuda Basalam. Yasya lechem lechem. We have a gzereshava lechem lechem. Ksiv hacha lechem oini. V'ksiv hasam. It says by chala. V'hoya ba'achachem alechem arts. So we have a gzereshava lechem lechem. Mala halam shachem akasha. Yeah, so the gzereshava tells you, just like b'chala has to be shalachem, so too by matzah it also has to be shalachem. All right? That's the Gemara. Lema misayle, let us say, Isa shalmaisa sheini p'tur minachala divra meyer chamim chayabas. Lema misayle? Hayinu hach, that's what he said. Hachi karma, that's what he said. Lema mitplibi isa b'hanachnami plibi. Or Dilma, maybe, shiny hasim ksiv arisasech arisasech treizim. Because it says the words arisasech two times. Treizim is oktashi of a hasim lachem lemiuta shol gozel. Over there, lachem is miuta shol gozel. Av esek shemai sheni, haidi yisav leachil enough, as long as you can eat it, meaning the where it says a half meaning, it doesn't matter if you own it, as long as you can eat it. Which we'll see soon about that. Now, we'll skip over to four for a second. Svasemis is not the only one, but the Svasemis is one of the Yadua speaks this out. Gemara. So what does it come out from this Gemara? That if you have matzah of Maisa Sheini, you're not Yoitza Kota Meir. A Kota Chamu, you pass in Yoitza. Why Yoitza? Because Kota Matzaschem. Meaning, the Rabbanon Amayda, that he's right. But not by Maisa Sheini. Maisa Sheini you do own. Take a look. Mashma, the Maskonos Gemara Kenu. The Gemara is talking about Maisa Sheini. But let's, no, it's because according to Chamin, you own Maisa Sheini. But let's say you don't own the matzahs. Like how? What would be the example? Oh, lefize tzvichin lizor b'matzah shel mitzvah shiye matzah shel loy shiye lo b'din moment. You have to own the matzah. Dafka ula areyach. Okay, so you have to. That means you have to be careful that when you go get matzah, right? You make a kinyan on it, right? A check is not so posh. It is called kesef. Right? It's called maybe called a shtar. Could be that coin of the rice. So you have to pick it up, or as the Chazanish says, maybe you coin it with your mouth. With the mouth, that's a chotzer. We'll see. But the zokta svasem is ulareyach al shulchan. Let's say you're there by your in-laws, by your brother-in-law, by your children, in a hotel. Okay, we'll see. We'll talk about each one. Tzorech lita in loya balabayis hamatza b'matana. V'loy sagi mar sheheshayu lechol de tzorech liya shalomamish. Right? The Baal Basra says, because it's the eat. You can have dinner. You're eating by me. I'm giving you food. I'm giving you matzah. But it's not yours. It's mine. So, shiuchalam, meaning it says, shiuchalam acho lakdishu, matan shiuchalam lakdishu lashma matana. The Gemara says, the parentheses are Rabbi Yankiv Meir Biedemann. Rabbi Yankiv Meir Biedemann was the Sfasemis' son-in-law. He wrote the Agos on the Sfasemis. Va'oilam ein nizarm bezeh. He says, the oilam was on nizar. The Sfasemis time is that when you're a guest by whoever, right, or you're the host, you should tell everybody, you put into your machzor, into your agada, all right, just like you tell everybody, do a seva if you're the Rebbe, right, or you're the father, right, so Ben Etzalaviv was in Tzorcha seva, so you don't have to give rishus, but you should say, okay, all the guests, I'm giving you the matzahs, it's yours.
Can you not?
Oh, so you're allowed to make it, just like we do on a lulav, you're allowed to, good point, but you shouldn't say that, it's a good point, there's no before she Gemara, the one Gemara we have, Yishayim are bothered with that. How do you make a kinyan on Lulav? Yishayim bring a raya because if somebody didn't make our Erev Tav Shilin, so he can be makna his food to someone else, and that person will cook Yom Tov Shabbos. That's one of the ways Yishayim didn't do an Erev Tav Shilin. How can you make a kinyan? So the Marachai, because since you need it for the mitzvah, you're allowed to go and do it. By Kaponim, so you should tell everybody to be koina the matzah.
That looks
on Shabbos too, you can make a kid.
Yeah, same thing.
No, it only means we don't do lulav because we don't take a lulav, but you're allowed. Yeah, and a chadam. There's no bigger issue on Shabbos. It's the same thing. So Rabbi Meir Biederman again puts in a quote. Achein, efshar da oilam soimchen al divrei al rosh shehita lekadosh betabas sheula daita dochi yavle shiuchalotzis ba. Maybe the soimchen al rosh. So let's see that rosh and first the rosh in Pesachim. So I know we're dealing with this for Semis's problem. What do you do when you're in someone's house? Rosh. Look at number three. Mashra mahacha. The ein yoytzin b'matzah gzula. Right? You're not yoytzu with stolen matzah. Why? The rabbanon isu shabek zereshava zu. Gzereshava. The gzereshava zu mukubas. In other words, chachamim will argue and say, okay, according to us, that maisa sheni belongs to you, we don't dash lechem lechem. It's not true. We do dash lechem lechem. How do I know that? He says, mufushi gemara. How do we know? Those are the five grains, right? Wheat and barley and oats and spelt and rye. The chayv and chalav. The Gemara says, how do you know that? The Kamri Allah. The Gemara says, why aren't you paid it? So it could be you can't be paid it. Whatever, you don't have money. That's a good point. Or if you're in Yushalayim. In Yushalayim, you're not allowed to be paid it. Once it hits the walls of Yerushalayim, okay, but the Rosh is talking about Gzeil. So you see, now, how do we know? By Matzah, we know that Matzah is the five minim. Why? Because it's only made out of material that can become chametz. Like the Gemara says, we paskin oireis, which I guess means rice, that's what we usually say it means, rice and millet are not good for matzahs. Why? Because it can't become chametz. So Matzah, by definition, is something that can become chametz. Therefore, since matzah is something can be chametz, which is the five minim, we have a gzereshava lechem lechem to tell us challah. So you see, the gzereshava is a valid gzereshava; it's a good gzereshava. So the rabbanon should also agree. Therefore, what should be the din? The din should be matzah gzuli na yaitzik is gzereshava. So Gavriel, I think he asked before, why is it a mitzvah aveira? Later on, the rush seems to touch about, but again, we're not going to go into that. That's a good point. Why is it also mitzvah aveira? Okay. So he says. El Rabban is the matzah meister sheni shachem av gzula the lav lachem he belong not away shouldn't be mitzi v'chein mucha maskana sugya the Gemara brings he says v'chein kasa Rambam you're not yet a matzah gzula but it's a good point. Why did the Rambam mention gzula? I'm sorry, the Rush, he could have said matzah sheni shaloi. He mentions gzula. Okay, look, let's see first the other Rush that the Sfasem is Adam the Yankov Meyer Biederman quoted. What's the rush? The rush brings a whole thing. It seems that the minig was, when the rush lived in a lot of places, that, you know, we know when the minig is to be makash with tabas, with a ring. The chinuch keduah says that the reason is because this way the woman wears it on her finger her whole life and she remembers she's married. That's the minig. And there's other reasons too. The going to the Kabbalah, all kinds of things. But that's the minig is to be makash with a tabas. So I guess people couldn't afford tabas. It's probably because they all go into lending a tabas. Can you lend a bas? Should you lend a bas? Yes. So the Rosh brings all kinds of shittas, all kinds of reshapes. At the end, the Rosh says, "Anam nirali im yoyim alo." If a person will say to another, "Hashileni tabas," lend me a tabas. In English, the word "lend" is not. I don't know in English if there's a word for she'ela. Lending technically means in Lashon Kodesh. To be loiver means you don't pay back. When you borrow eggs, you don't pay back those eggs. You use the eggs. But if you borrow a car, you give back the car. So a shayla means you're going to give it back. Rashi a few places says, that's difficult of all. So shayla means, in English we say lend, but it means you borrow it for giving it back. So he says, I'd say to a person, I need a tabas, I'm getting married, I need a tabas. He says, heavy mikudashis, the tabas has to belong to you, and you have to give it to her. The kivan shehishaloi, since he lent it and gave it to him, that hadaita lekadosh boisha. With that in mind, anan sahadi the gamam liba lita la baisam lashon shiyar leini kedusha. Like we know, how are you allowed to take a talis and a shul from someone, right? And even though, right, you need to make a bracha, it has to belong to you. Because we know the person's willing to give it to you if you need a mitzvah, right? In Shukrach, there's all kinds of care. Are you allowed to take a lulav of someone's without his permission, right? Svarim, it says Svarim, you're not allowed. Right? Svarim, you don't have to, yours, But nowadays, I think Sfarim you're allowed. I mean, talk about this Sfarim that used to crumble, used to ruin it. But nowadays, Sfarim are cheap. I imagine you're allowed to, unless the guy writes Osel L'shtamish with 10 crosses on it. So then, you're still be allowed. But he says, Anan Sadi, Gamal Liba, Litanais, and Beloshin, Loisalosh, Yarlin, Kedush, the Ishma Skeshra, I don't must say, he gave it to him that he could keep it, meaning that later on they'll make a new kin. In other words, it's a kin. That's what he said. So that's what Yankovic says. We understand that the person's giving it to you, you're not giving back the matzahs. He says, the person's giving it to you that he understood since you have a mitzvah. Now, if you'll ask me, there are very few people who know this din, right? Till we learn, most of us probably didn't know about it till we realize the Gemara today, that you have to own your own matzah. Okay, but it's a limud schus. It's a limud schus. Okay, so that's one thing. Can we think of any other thing? So the other thing we have to think about is the next thing in Psochem. Psochem, I'll say over the Gemara, we don't have to know the whole Gemara. There's a Peledik Ashita. Rabbi Acha B'Yankov holds in Rabbi Yehuda, the din is that chametz she'ovar lava Pesach, what's the din? It's mutter. That's the din deraisa. Rabbanan wa goyzer a knas, because you over buy your own. Right? That means a goyz chametz you could buy after Pesach. Right? That's what we pass it. A Jew's chametz, they made a knas. It's a knas. Rabbi Rolls know, chametz she'ovar Pesach as deraisa, even if it belongs to a goy. It doesn't help. According to Buda, which we don't pass it like, if you go, you can't walk into a goyish store after, you can't buy a beer to make a havdalah, right? I mean, the goyim is to make havdalah, like the goyim says, with beer on Matzah, Pesach, you can't do that. Track all chametz till you know it was made after Pesach. That's what Buda did. So, Acha Beyankov says that according to Buda, just like you're allowed to have a goyish chametz on Pesach, Shochat Rev Shochem, so too Chametz She'ava Lava Pesach of a Goy is not. He says he wants a quarter of Yudah, it's deraisa, but only a Jew is not a Goy's. Right? It's only a Jew is not a Goy's. And the it's Mutter even on Pesach. A quarter of Yudah, Rechab Yankov was in a Moira, in Rabbi Yudah, even on Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda hold, you can go ahead and have hana from chametz on Pesach. Because just like you can own chametz on Pesach, you can have hana from chametz on Pesach. Something bothering you talking about that? No. It should. That means you should be able...
But not used to hearing
it. What?
It's different.
No. Why?
Even achila.
Oh, you should even be able to eat it. Zok drashi, ein achanami. You can eat it. The Gemara just chapped onto Anna, because usually we talk about Anna after Pesach. It says also about Anna, but it means Achila too. Rashi says you're allowed to eat it. Look in 6. Pirish Rashi, twice according to Rashi. Mutta b'achila, you're allowed, according to this Havamin. It's a Havamin of Gemara. That just like you can have a Goy's Chametz, and just like it can be Nana Rashi, you can eat it too. What's the difference? A Goy's Chametz doesn't have. Kosher, Zok Toysis. D'E'ef, it's impossible to have such a case. The im loy sheyesh loy b'shasachil hanitzis. The im nasan lo anachri harei sheloy. The im gazal menachri chay b'achri yusay. V'lo gara memcham shchay b'achri yusay v'sheloy. Zok Tosis, if you stole from a guy, so Tosis said married the gazach. It comes out from this Tosis that you chayev b'oinsin on a guy's b'chafetim if you stole it married the gechidish. Mishay Masha that way also. But the other part of it, he says, and if the guy gave it to you, so he says it became yours. How did the guy give it to you? Right. So Zokta B'chanan, what do you mean? What's the big deal? You're sitting by a guy's table, and there's chametz there, and he says, here, eat it. That's yours? Is that called yours? You're eating by a table, right? Right? You're sitting by a table by somebody's house on Shabbos, right? So Rabbi Chanan says, Tosis can't find the case. It's vice Tosis, that if you're eating by somebody's table, the food that you take becomes yours. Would you agree? What would you say in logic to that?
Especially yes. If you don't want it. What? You don't want it to become the discomforts.
I understand that. But I want to know, but Tosis couldn't find the case. So Tosis saying it does, it is yours. Right? So I'm asking a question now. That means if you're sitting in someone's house, right, and you know they're serving chicken, You don't like chicken, but your kids at home do like it. Right, you put it in your pocket. Yes, can I have some silver for it? So mailer by caterers, it always bothered me by people do like, because caterers probably hopefully throw, you know, don't use it again. They don't need it usually. So they allow. Nowadays, they even live silver foil. But in someone's house, well, if you had a guest in your house, all of a sudden he starts, you know, putting it in here, putting it there. But if somebody comes to your job, so, I'm serious. And there's cashews. He likes cashews, you know. So people like cashews. He starts putting it in his pocket. You'd be pretty upset, no? Looking shuch, what? Right, you'd be looking number seven. Eirich, in Hilchus Kedushin. Eirich, Sheyashav Etzel Ba'abayis. V'noytel chelkoi, v'kiddush boy, harei mekudeshes. You hear that? Okay, so you can differentiate between taking those cashews, or if they put in front of you. Now, they put the balabasta puts in front of you a piece of chicken, right? And you say, okay, thank you. And you take the chicken, you mekadesh an isha with it. Shtein shechanach, you mekudeshes.
Let's say there's a serving plate in the middle.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's a good point also. Right, but I'm saying, but at least what's given to you, Shulchan Aruch says, is mekudeshes. Oh, so we have a very big eitzah, a very big, what's the big deal? You're sitting by someone's house, right, and they give you matzah, so that matzah they gave to you, you can be mekadesh an isha with it. If I can mekadesh, that means it's mine. If it's mine, I'm yaitzah. So we have an eitzah. When are you going? So I'll just skip ahead, I was going to talk about it. There's a sefer for Reb Nissim Karelitz. So Nissim says what Yosef asks could be, yeah, he says that if you put it into the shusa, the yodai, or the piv, he says, Tosis says, in Ksubis, tachav lo beis abliya, so he's koina with his mouth. The mouth could be a chatz, so that's what he says. So he says, so either be machav when you pick up the matzah to be koina, because you're a kid in the raisa, or put it, when you put it in your mouth, that's a kid in the chatz. But upon him, according to this. Okay, good, so you have an eitz. Problem is a Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara. A Gemara in Chul. It says a brayso. Eina orchin guests rishoyim litein memashul lefneim lebnoi ubita shabal bais. The Gemara says that if you're a guest at someone's house, don't give the food that they give you to the children of the balabais. El imken not le rishus, but unless the balabais gives you rishus. Maisa be'echad shezim and gimel orchin b'shnei betzoris. He invited three guests at a time of a famine, a hunger. In Rabbeinu Gershom, it's mashu was food, the amount of shosh beitzim. Rashi, it's mashu was three eggs, literally, whatever you had, that amount of food. So he took, one person gave to the kid. He saw the kid's hungry. The second one did a shlishi. The kid was there, and there were three eggs, or three eggs worth three baits of food. Ba aviv shel tinak matzah she'ozik ech bepiv v'shtayim biyadei. So his son is chewing one of the eggs or the food, and two were in his hands. Chavto, he hit him bekarka, and I give him a clap. Umeso chmatzon. Rasa ima also gag v'nafel umeso. His mother went up, and she fell off the roof. Afhu alo legag. So his wife and his kid umeso. Terrible thing happened. Unbelievable Gemara. Mars bought la'alacha. Shulchan Aruch. Orchim anichnosin etzel balabayis. Einem risham litol milfneim v'litol lebnoi. O la'avdo shabalabayis. El imke not lo rishus mebalabayis. So this is the question. What is this? So l'chayra, this is a kpeida issue. Because it doesn't, you know, he doesn't feel good about giving it to his children because he's taken away from the guests, right? That's l'chayra the shah. That's what Meir is saying is l'chayra. That's the question over here. This is not halach. This in Shulchan Aruch Chaim. There's a lot of halachas of derech. It's kedai to learn through it. Once you learn through it, I don't think any of us will eat any more hero sandwiches. Okay. And you'll see what it says, how a person's supposed to be knowing. So a lot of the halachas there are hilchas derecher. The question is, can you give it? You can't give it to his children. Gemara has a few times certain things that happened, and because it came out of Sakonas Nefashis, Gemara says that one time they wore a certain type of shoe with spikes, and because of that, people got killed. So they asked it to wear those. What about to give to stama person? Maybe a stama person later. Is this a derecher? Or meaning, is this a gzeira b'noi bitoi? So we'll see that. Let's skip over. Once he mentioned the Betty, Velita Nabloi, Zokta B'Kivega, Mekol Shkein Lita La'ochet Da'osa. That's us. In other words, he brings a Chumas Marit. In Marit it says, that the Gemara says, now I'll give you sons because of my Shoya. Because in a son, you maybe the guys say, yeah, to my kids you can give. But because it turned out such a tragedy, the three program, you don't give. But to someone else, that's awesome and not there. So look in 9 in Shulchan Aruch. Orchem and Echnosat, so Babayis, Einem Rishon, Lita B'Fanem, Lita L'Bnoi, La'avdash B'Babayis, and Knot Rishos B'Babayis. Zokta Magan Avram, Orchem, Loshon Rambam, Ein La Orchem, Lita L'Klum, M'mashu L'Fneim, V'Lita B'Yad, Shem Yizbayish B'Babashur, Ein La Elo Mashu L'Fneim, Akar, Mashma, Edim Harbe Lechem Al Shulchan. There's a lot of food there, like Baruch Shem Bayos. Shelo yachsem rishon litan lehem. You're allowed to give to them, right? Ukemosh brings. You're allowed to do. You're allowed to, even to the kids. Meaning that. So that's the shaila. Does it mean dafka to the kids over here? Because like a man was midak. Maybe to others that's still also. You can't all of a sudden take and give it to someone else. There's kids, all right? These kids are there. So
aren't look they at also orphan.
What
kids, the kids are there. They're also orphan. They're entitled to eat like orphan.
No. I'm saying, could he give it to someone? Stam someone else. Meaning, can it be Makadosh and Ishu with it? So look at the Taz. The Taz in Avenez over there that says you can be Makadosh and Ishu. T'mu'ali ma'oid ma'ay piska. The Isa perkol abasa. Eina orcha mishom lita mamash ufneem. Lebenoi bita babayas. Ekei not al-shus ma'abachim pasku achayim. Imken kolshken shalo yiten lacherim. Shalo b'shus babayas. V'amai yochol akadosh b'zeh. Al-kein, that's also near the ein kan kedushin vaday. El-Safik and Mishru seems to pass in that way. That's not so posh. It means it's not so posh that it belongs to you. I'm going to bring up something, and I saw there's a Chazaynish on this a little, but he says, I'm going to say over the Kasha. And then the Chazaynish doesn't deal with this Kasha at all. The Gemara itself, the Deek was a good Deek. Why does the Rush talk about Gazel? He doesn't talk about belonging to you. So, Bikaran, this is what the Chazaynish's Vart is. It's a verse that we're going to say, but we're saying it from a different aspect. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that if you have matzah, right, that doesn't belong to you, Maisa Sheini, you're not Yotze. Why? Because if it belongs to someone else, it's not matzaska. I would say matzaska. You learn out from challah. Challah, what does it mean challah has to be yours? What does it mean it has to be yours? If you walk into a Jewish store, fry a guy who doesn't take off challah. Right, but it's kosher, let's say, but he doesn't take off challah. What do you have to do? Why? It's not yours.
I can't eat it otherwise.
Yeah, why not? Because you need isaschem. So that means it's not yours personally. It's not yours personally. You don't have to own it. What does it mean? It has to be Jewish. When it was made, it was owned by Jews. It doesn't matter who owns it. Or it's the kvias of what Yechayv and Challah, right, is when you make, when it becomes a dough, is it belong to Goy or Yid? If a Goy, you have a Goyish bakery, and they make the dough, it's potter from Challah. If a Jew does it, it's Chayv and Challah. If you're Choyish, somebody doesn't take a Challah. Or like we've said many over the years, when you get Shalach Manas, maybe nowadays not so sheikh. If somebody baked and they didn't take off challah, not because you're not choshed them, maybe they only baked very little, that's pot, under 2 pounds, let's say. I don't remember the sheikh, so I don't want you to quote that, but under 2 pounds pot from challah. So he sends you some hamantosh, but now you put it in your box, you throw in all the boxes, and you got a lot of other things. They all now it could be it's mitzarev to be chayv and challah, it's oshad in the freezer. In other words, challah is dependent upon when you have that amount together. If it's owned by a Jew, not you have to own it. If Yankel made it, and now it's barrels, it's chayev, even though it belonged to Yankel one time, as long as it's Jewish. So, fek the shagas ayeh, who cares that the matzah doesn't belong to you? It belongs to a Jew. Say the same thing. It belongs to a Jew. So, what do I care if the matzah is not mine, but it's the same? How can it be more than challah? Challah doesn't have to be owned by you personally. Challah has to be just matzaschem and not of a goy and not of hefka and not of hekdish. Has to be Jewish bread. right? When it became bread, or now that it's bread, it's Jewish. Masha ain't so say the same thing by matzah. Who cares who it belongs to? That's the Shagasai's kash. It makes a big kash. He doesn't understand the Gemara. So it comes along. There's a sefer called Nachlas Baruch. The big guy in the Chazenish writes on him. Shvachim. He says he was mamish. In Dairis, we didn't have such a big guy. He says. He says over there, very posh the chilek. I thought I brought the wrong sefer, but it was dark. Back upon him, he said that like this. There's a big difference. Depends what you look at. By mat chala, the mitzvah is not you. The din is, that's what Gavir was saying, it's an issa, meaning it's on the challah. The challah itself, is it a Jewish challah? Not a Jewish challah. Masha enkein, the mitzvah of matzah, that's your specific mitzvah. So when the Torah says shalachem, it didn't mean shalachem, you have to own it. It has to be Jewish to be chayiv and challah. Challah is a din in the etzem chayfetz itself. You're allowed to eat it or you're not allowed to eat it. That's what challah is. It's not a mitzvah, about it is a mitzvah to be mafrish. But that's not the point of it's like shchita. It's matter the dough, it's matter the bread, it's matter the cake. Masha enke, when you talk about matzah is your mitzvah, the ownership of it. Right now, so one could hear, the Torah didn't really say matzah has to belong to you. It says you like challah. So what does that mean? Means that what's the purpose of the matzah? The mitzvah of matzah is to eat the matzah. So the ownership has to be defined. Not by ownership, but the right to eat it. That's also an ownership. I can't be Mekadosh Anisha maybe with it. It's not mine to go ahead and do other things. But one thing, I have the right to eat it. And if I have the right to eat it, that's enough to be called yours. So the Chazonish says, except the Chazonish says, could be by Esrig, it's that way too. That by Esrig, you have to own it in such a way, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have a Esrig that you can't eat, it's not called Lachem. So Poshvashah, you learn the Gemara, that even though you own it, it's yours, but you can't eat it. That's not a real lechem. Somebody once asked me, he says, so gezel you can eat? It's not true. Gezel's for sure not yours. What's the difference? It could be eaten, but not by you, so you don't own it. But Chazon Yish understands the Gemara, that it means, as long as you have a right to eat it. That's in Esrik. I'm saying by matzah, I think it would definitely be, anyone could hear that the pshat in the Torah is saying, matzaschem, this drasha, means in what the matzah is. I have to have matzah and I can eat. That's why the Rosh talks about gzula, not about not yours. If it's gzula, you have no right to eat it. If you're a host, you're a guest, as someone else, you have a right to eat. So listen to this. So Nisim Taka brings, he says like this. I'll just read it out. Yesh lo isa mashakasa chazaynish, it's in, he brings in Or Chaim. The Yitochen, it's possible to say, feasible to say, the afla poiskim the stam mezumin ain't a zecher manasa koy machila. Even if you say you can't be makala shenisha, mekomakom legabe din shalachem the beinim b'matzah shab. It's enough. The rei like kasa matzaschem. It doesn't have that word. We learn that from Zereshava, right? And the Gemara is only talking about ma'aser sheni. What's with ma'aser sheni? Ma'aser sheni is not yours to eat it. The Torah is giving you, right? It says not making it yours. It says just that you can go ahead and do this mitzvah of eating it. But in other places, that's a pshat, enough yours to be called mitzvah. Ma'isa, says Dr. Nisik, kivin the steam as a poiskim, shalai skiru klal. The poiskim didn't say over this fasas. Fasas is the one is my own. But we don't see the poiskim. Shalai skiru klal, shetzach liskos b'matzah mitzvah, v'hu dava ma'isi b'chol b'ayis. But it's something that's so usual. How can it be till this fasas? Nobody thought of doing this. Masha shalai choshishu klal l'deyazu. Elonoktu kedasa poiskim the stoma koinen is koinen. V'chein kosim imrebina right, who's a revenue shulayim. V'chein uvu b'chazinish shalal. V'chein uvde yadona. I know a story. Memorana chazinish that people were sitting there shulohiknes amatzas l'masubin l'fonav b'leil seder. What that means, I don't know. He says that he didn't do it, meaning that he said the chazinish says you don't have to. The chazinish didn't say anything, but they were medayik that if you koinen with a check, it could be it's not called yours. Was you could be you don't need you have to it has to be yours enough that you have the right to eat it. So it could be that check is not if he goes into this thing. But he says, was it there? So see, he basically says that Yizicha knows the Chazenish was not makbid on this. Chazenish was not makbid that the Balabos has to tell the ghost that I'm being makbid. in the Sefer from Rav Shlomo Zalman Olbach, just to at least say halacha v'lo l'maisa, that you'll ask your Rav, ha-mesubin al shulchan balabayas, minig ha-oilam, she'ein zoichin b'matzah she'oichin mitzah k'day ha-matzah shalem, ach roi l'medaktikim l'adem b'kach. I don't know what that means exactly. He says, roi l'medaktikim, you have to be medaktik, if it's right, it's right. You should be mahad at this. See, he quotes this Sfasemes with the whole thing about that he brings he talks about the Gabishinoi and so forth. But he says interesting Zach. He says that Ben Ha'oichel Mishol Aviv, right? A son that's by his father, Im Eina Meskavan Liknois, if you're worried about Kinnin, Eich Yochel, he can't be Koina. Why? Because since he's Soymach HaShulchan Aviv, in other words, you're supporting your son, right? He's in Koilul, right? And you're supporting him. So the Gemara says, Godl Vadak Vesoma Chashukhanav Kotnu, or your children who are living at home. So Nihi Delasa Ain Lo Kinyon, he says, he can't be Koinit because everything really belongs to the father. It's not Kinyon. He says, so what you should do, he says, when your son gets married, since when he's married, he's probably not working, and the money you're giving him is your money. Don't give him a tabas and say, don't buy the tabas. Nobody get nervous though for that. Don't buy the tabas and give it to him because it's really yours. Better give him money and let him buy it, because the moicha, when he gives it to him, he means to give it to him specifically, and then that's different. But otherwise, but then basically he goes through this. He says this, but he says at the end of the day, he says he's koine matzah. He means it this and that, but still. Better, Shlomo Zalman says, at the end of the day, he says, it's better to be, tell people. So, Kapan, we learn from over here, at least from Shlomo Zalman's psak, that it's taka kedai to say that you're being makna. So, what do you do by hotel? Chvestish, you ask the hotel owner, what would they do?
It's part of your will, no?
What?
It's part of your will.
Itemized.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
You're paying for it. I don't know if you're paying for the. To buy it.
Part of the money paying is the matzah.
Yeah, no, you mean to say is that's for sure is not going to bother him if you take the food and be mekadesh them. You hold by a hotel, it will be zikha called yours.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.